difficult, or if you mean Chodesh Mayachod, Tuesday night, or the test Teves, or the test Teves. Okay, we're talking about the dinim of Sudas Malva Malka, and again, these are the halachas, and if you can do them, you should do them. And if you can't do them, then you can't do them. Certainly it's not worse than Sudas Shabbos, that it's given for Oneg, not for Tsar. So another din, in addition to the ones we learned already, is that you're supposed to eat the Malva Malka as soon after Shabbos as possible, not later at night, certainly not late at night. It's a Malava Malka, so you would eat it as close to Shabbos, to the end of Shabbos as possible, to escort, so to speak, l'kavod, the departing guest, which is Shabbos. Okay, if you can't eat, you're not hungry, and so you'll be delaying it. So really, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, you're supposed to not do any work till you do that. Now, work doesn't mean malacha. I imagine you could slip on a light. But in this case, it means something that you really would involve yourself in. So you shouldn't do it till, you should try not to do it. You shouldn't do it till after you eat. It's nacha, and it's proper to avoid doing like real heavy duty malacha till after you're eating the malacha. You should eat it before chatzos if you're pushing it off, but Rizal and others say that it should definitely be eaten before chatzos. Okay, some people have a minute to light candles on the table when they're eating malacha malka, certainly. My Shvegrad had that minhag. He used to make Bari Mari Ha'esh on two candles put together, and they would be the candles from Malacha Malka. Mishnah Berurah says to say Zmiras. They're printed in the Zmiras booklets. The funny thing is, Mishnah Berurah doesn't say to sing Zmiras on Shabbos. He doesn't say it anywhere. But by Malacha Malka, he does say it, to sing it. Well, you can say it, I guess, too. Okay, in the Chagas HaLavas, he's talking about, in Shariach Lamaisa Perkei, he's been talking about carving out new, your own ofanim and avodas Hashem, not following the paths. If you're not sure, and Yitzhar is getting the better of you, because you're coming from an intellectual havana, so you want to do things differently than the past, don't do it so fast, they're as smart as you, and don't veer from the paths of the Masora people that were there before you. Ach, however, he continues and says, but if you want to be machmir, if you want to be mosif, chumris, or gedorim, that you can do. They're not called, you're veering away from the early ones, although there are some cases where it would be considered, if you're mosi laz, l'moshel, if by doing what you're doing, you're like mosi laz on the earlier dairus, then it's not so pasha to do it. And also you have to do it l'shma, he's going to say. So we'll see that inside. Achem tira l'kabal al atzmacha mitosefes harishus, things that are optional. Well, then reshus, you're allowed to do them. But mitzvahs, regarding mitzvahs, mashatuchal, achar shetamalecha v'losecha min ha-mitzvos, after you make sure that it's extra, you shouldn't do things at the expense of the mitzvahs that you're mechuyev to do. So that's what he says, it has to be l'shma. From a tshuka l'chassidus, he says, l'avas chesed, she'yem maskim bom sichlchav, that your seichel tells you to do. V'rochel mitavoscha, very interesting, not something that you're like lohut to do. That's not such a good thing. Check it out. But your seichel tells you it's a valuable thing to do, or it's a worthwhile thing to do. Yetov, so then it's okay to veer away. V'yato mekabel aloschar. Ein chayotzi bo midas harishonim. You're not going against the Rishonim who say don't go away from the derech of Rishonim. Ki for Amru v'asus yagu Torah. For Amru v'neimar harvi Yushalayim neshemidu divreim aldin Torah v'lo osaluf nimishuro sadin. So in these areas, you're other rabbi, you're being meisif in the Mahalach. We talked about it once more about Rishas and the Shabbos Rasha. You're veering away and but you're okay. You're on settled ground. You're on safe ground. So again, the point is, it has to be after you make sure that you're completing all your chiyuvim, and you have to do it not because you think you're mechuyev to do it, and not because it makes you feel frum, but you're doing it either as a siyog, whatever reason you're doing it as a siyog, or I'm closer to Hashem, so that's okay if you do it after you fulfill your primary obligation. Okay, we'll stop here.